Kahal.
These are fresh too.
Oh, I'm going to say some words about wraps and pancakes. I think I came to conclusions about the brachot on the wraps and the pancakes when you're kaveh suda. So it just it taught me a lesson. When I thought about this on Monday and preparing for Monday chavura, I was thinking one way, but I was thinking maybe wraps are going to be mezonot based on my iyun. But it was probably due to a screaming kid and holding and not being able to think about it properly. After sitting over the sugya, and I, Baruch Hashem, saw a tshuva in She'el Yaakov. It's Rabbi Yaakov, a Nasir from Eretz Yisrael, Avrich in Chacham David's Kolel. He wrote a nice article on raps, and I'll go through the basic sugya. And then I remembered, I already wrote notes on this 5 years ago, and that's also the same, the basic conclusions what I had thought. So let's, just a basic lesson to myself is anytime you sometimes learn something and you come to a conclusion, it's always good to do chazara and come back and think of it over again. Sal Kurtz, I know he's not here right now, but just to, over to Omer Devar Amir Hashem Amro, last time he told me, Rabbi Sarfati mentioned that maybe wraps are the bracha of the thing you put in them. You have a tuna wrap, you make shakol. Why? Why would that be? Because you want the tuna more than you want the wrap, and not just that. Like, you don't really like the taste of the wrap. So I asked Rabbi Sarfati, he said, he did say such a kain dvarim, he said such a thing, b'shem gadol echad, one person, one big time of chacham. But he said, now, I asked him, but I thought the idea that's found in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samachat Sivcha, when it's talking about such a thing, when you have a cracker, a skeritin with the markachat, a cracker with jelly, make bracha on the jelly, not on the cracker. Says the Magen Avraham and all the poskim, Shaloi Tanfo Yadayim is only when it tastes terrible, the cracker. But if it tastes, has some good taste, then you don't make a bracha. So I thought the wraps are not like that in practice. So we were just discussing, arguing back and forth and discussing. I think it depends on the case. If you'd have a wrap that doesn't taste good at all, the only reason you're eating the wrap and the tuna is because you don't want to dirty your hands, you don't have a fork, so you're eating the tuna with the wrap just because this is the easiest way to eat the wrap is with the easiest way to eat the tuna is with the wrap. 100% my scheme with what Rabbi Sarfati said that the bracha would be shakol on the wrap because you're just eating it, so it's tafel gamur. It just so it doesn't dirty your hands. I think many a time the wrap adds a taste and it has a decent taste. So Rabbi Sarfati thought this is just a mitzvah question. If you think the wraps taste terrible, there's no good taste to them, they're very plain, and you're still only time for your dime, so it's just there. And we're also talking about the sugar cone, not the sugar cones, the waffle cones by the ice cream, same thing. The Maror Moshe has a tshuva, same thing as found, same halakha in Shulchan Aruch. And Shlo Yitav Yadayim, the crack, if the waffle cone tastes terrible, no bracha. And then you just make the bracha on the shakol on the ice cream, it covers this. Rabbi Sarfati thought the same thing. I thought the mitziyut is not that. I thought the waffle cones do taste good. It really all depends on mitziyut. If you think it tastes good, it has a taste on its own. If it's shown, just not to get your hands dirty, no bracha. If it has a taste, even if it's a small taste, together with the other taste, you're really eating for the tuna, but it has some taste, then you make bracha. Now we'll talk about what bracha on the wraps. But first, let's go over to clarify what was the bracha on the pancakes if you're kaveh suda, if you have a whole meal out of pancakes. Okay, such a thing. Someone had 10 pancakes or whatever. What bracha would you make on those? So we had 5 cases in Shulchan Aruch about Vlil Raka, things that are made from a batter. One sif was Sif Zion that was talking about one of the definitions, part of a kisnin, is ka'avin yavashim, things that are dry crackers. The fact that it's a dry cracker is not going to mainly influence our sugya. If it's a dry cracker, you look at the end, as long as it's a cracker, hard, it cracks. The same thing with our matzot, we make mezonot. That's because it's part of kisnin, people don't usually have it as a meal. But that doesn't really have to do with the fact that it's made from a batter. You can make a cracker from a batter, you can make it from a dough. That's not really the main sugya. That's Sif Zayim. Sif Chet, talking about lachmaniyot. There we have a machlok of Rashi Tosfot. I talk about the ovalis. We talked a lot about that. That you could see the waffle makers from the 1300s, probably in France, Rashi was probably talking about. There Rashi says the ovalis were mezonot, and Toso disagrees. And we pass in Toso, it's not even Stam and Yesh, it's just brought in Shulchan Aruch. That was, it says in Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Rashi, that was considered blila ava, a very thin dough. And Rashi and Chumash use the same laws, talking about in the end of last week's parsha by the baker. So Yosef had he saw the dreams of the baker and the butler, and he saw the pot that was, he was holding on his head in the sal. And Rashi says, what bread pot? He says, ovalis, galaz. The same way for cookie doughs. Okay, so for Rashi, those would be mezonot, what the baker was holding. For us, when we pass in Tosot, those would be those are not blil raka. We hold blila ava. Those are a thin dough. Maybe it's like a cookie or whatever, but it would be hamotif. It didn't have any sweet taste. Then we have nilish or nils. Those are another thing that are blila raka, and those are mizonot. But if you're kviya suda, now what are those? The Magen Avraham quotes the Shlar that means something like a batter that you're going to pour inside these leaves. You put them in the oven. Okay, so maybe similar to our wafers, maybe similar to our pancakes. That's going to be mizonot. And then if you have a whole meal, hamotzi, yes. Okay, crepes are very similar. I think crepes are not. I think crepes and like balloons, they're made from a batter, not like the wraps we'll talk about. So I think yes, very similar to that.
So you have what's that bagel with cinnamon raisin?
Cinnamon raisin bagel. We're going to say mizonot, but that's for the paru kisnin.
If it's made with
raka, yeah.
That's batter.
No, so okay. So let's just summarize. Sif yud. Let's just see. We had Sif Zayin about crackers. Sif Chad is a confusing thing. Rashi and Tosfos, we don't really know what all these things are. Ovalis, Anilish, or Nils, whatever these things are, hard to clarify. Machloket, we'll talk about in a moment. Then Sif Yud, the Rama says, based on the Rishonim, Lil Rak is Hamotzi. Why? Because it could be Chayim and Chala. So he doesn't give any qualifications. The problem is all the other Sifim seem to be contradicting. How do you deal with this Ramban? The Magen Avraham comes with, and the Mishnah Berura, Kaf HaChaim, most of the posts give him three different Madrigod. And then Sif Tevav, we'll talk about three Madrigod in one moment. Sif Tevav is the Tritan, Shroknim, the two things in the Gemara, that they're both Lila Rako, and one of them is Chayim and Chala, one of them is not, one of them is... both of them are mezonot, but one of them is mezonot that you're kvei suda, one of them's not. So basically, in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, you have three types of lila raka. Lila raka are batters. So the crepes and the pancakes, three types of them. Some of them are hamotzi, some of them are mezonot, and some that you can make it into a meal. Some of them are mezonot forever. So what are we going to do on all these things? It's really confusing. The Mishnah Berura, based on the Shlom, based on the Magen Avraham, has, it just depends on how thick and how thin the batter is. You have a very thick batter, even though it's pouring. So once it becomes, that's blil raka, that's hamotzi. Okay, as long as it's a little thinner, it pours pretty quickly. So that's what he calls these, the nickel sinki, what he's talking about, probably like a crepe, pouring it into these leaves. I would say for the most of the post-game, it has to be that there's some difanot, some walls that is collected in inside a pan. It sounds like that's the ikar chiluk in Rash, Bitritan, Troknin. Was it al-kira, shofkin al-kira, or was it betul guma?
A cupcake,
pancake, muffin, all the things that are for sure in those difanot, they grow. I would say for sure mizonot, and probably even kveh sud, if you'd have a whole meal, mizonot you'd make hamotzi. The last category, if it's like wafers, the vafalafakis that they're talking about there, or Scheinberg, Mozalman, and some others, they said, oh, the vafalafakis are also like our wafers. So bottom line, according to Mishnah Berura, there are three categories, and it's like this in the Meiri and Brachot and Psachim, and Membed and Brachot and Psachim, Lam and Zayin, that the three categories are, if it pours like water, a very, very, very thin batter, so that's going to be mizonot forever. So maybe sponge cake, maybe the crepes. That's our mizonot. The next level up is things that pour a little bit thicker, like most muffins, like cakes, most cakes and pancake. Pancake batter, it has a thickness. When you see it, it doesn't pour quickly like water. That would be mizonot, but if you make a meal out of it, it would be hamotzi. That's my understanding of troknin. I think that's what it says in the Yalka Yosef. Now what it says in Halakha Berurah. Halakha Berurah would be mizonot, even a kveh suda on the pancakes. Right? Willig thought like that. Rosh Hashanah thought mizonot on the mizonot on the pancakes, but if you make a meal out of them, hamotzi. So that's where we're arguing about the pancakes.
Yes, there's no walls.
So okay, let's say, what's the big difference between, I'm trying to say, these three categories? So the Magen Avraham says, it depends on how thick the batter is. The Yaakov Yosef says, look at the total, look at the result. How thick is the result? If it's less than 4 millimeters, he quotes this from Yitzhak Rasabi, a Temani, and interesting, it's talking about ha-chaluach, like something maluach, whatever, a certain type of batter that they put on top of a hot metal thing over coals that they cook into a sort of pizza. But it started with a batter. So it's not hamotzi. So the Temanim have the following chiluk. If it becomes like surat apad, it becomes a little bit thick, 4 millimeters to 8 millimeters safek, but more than that, basically if it's almost 1 centimeter, for sure, like our pitot, then for sure it's hamotzi. But less than that, it's no surat apad, less than 4 millimeters. So that's what Yosef also goes with. It depends. There's certain numbers. The numbers of four is not written in the Torah. The ikar is it looks super duper thin, so then it's not going to be bread. It's not Torah pad. There's nothing to talk about. Gemara has a phrase, gulva bahama, just like a mix of flour and waters. That can't possibly be hamotzi. Okay, that could be. So that's what Mishnah Berurah goes with the batter. Yalki Yosef and the Halacha Berurah are arguing the following. What happens if the batter is thin, but it grows because of our baking soda baking powder, which is old enough to be the pancakes. So the Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef says, as long as it's growing in the end of the day, it got big because of the baking powder, so then it's not vafalafikas. Yes, it poured like water, but who cares? At the end of the day, if it grew, it becomes a whole centimeter, 2 centimeters when you look at the pancakes. Therefore, he says, those are like the troknin, if you kveh suda, it becomes a meal. Halacha Berurah says, no, in the end of the day, the batter was a batter. So that's a big machloket. There's a Rav Aaron Sadok, in a Timani, and Arzal wrote a whole sefer, Minchamar Chashet, a whole sefer, 100 pages or something on this, Chaluach, of the Temani, whether it depends on the walls or not. To make it clear, the basic definitions of the three Belil Rakot are depends on the batter. The Machloket, the Halacha Berurah, and Yalki Yosef is, do we look at the result? Yalki Yosef says, yes, we look at the result. If it grew, then it's going to be Mizunot, now it could be Kveh Asud if you have a whole meal. And Halacha Berurah says, no, it's a batter, it's still Mizunot. That's the pancakes discussion. So pancakes, Mizunot, for sure, there's nothing to discuss, because anyway, they're sweet. But the only question is, if you have a whole meal. Okay, now wraps. Wraps, those are made, okay, we talked about tortillas that are from corn, those are shakol, even if you hold bambas, fine. But I want to talk about the wheat tortillas, the wraps that most people have, they have some flour in them. So what bracha do those? So I originally wanted to say, the same question, do they have the result? Like the same chakira, does it have a tzurat pot? If it doesn't have a tzurat pot, a lot of times they're much less than 4 millimeters. They're very, very thin, should not have tzurat pot, they should be mizonot. That's what I wanted to say. And I was trying to ask Rabbi Sarfati. He said he wouldn't want machriya, but he thought maybe. He said, everybody in the yeshiva says here mizonotzi. So I said, yeah, that's okay, because by Ashkenazim they can make hamotzi. They're kaveh suit on it. But then I thought about it a little bit more, and I saw this article, tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Nasir and Shal Yaakov Chelik Bet on this, and he quotes from the Gedolei Poskim, Rav Yitzchak Yosef and Rav Gedon Ben Moshe. We'll talk about him in a moment. And he is the one who edited some of the Chacham Avadia Sfarim. He was a chavruta of Rav Avram Yosef. He's one who wrote a lot of the Or Lizion posthumous volumes. Rav Gedon Ben Moshe is a big Talmud Chacham. He thought, like Rav Yitzchak Yosef, like the raps are originally. He originally thought Hamotzi. Now, who are they arguing with? Why did someone write this whole big tshuva? Because it's in Birkat Hashem. Rav Moshe Levi, he really says the raps are mizonot. So I'm not crazy. There is one shita. Why is that? He quotes the Rashba. The Rashba, when he's learning the sugya trokin and trita, he sounds like, as long, even if you have something that's blila alva, according to Rav Haigon, he says, Rashi says, it depends if you pour the batter on top of the pan, and it's like a concave dome, and it spills over, or you pour it inside of a guma. He says, the Rashi makes no sense. What does it matter how you pour it on top of something that's spilling over, you pour it inside of a pan? What's the difference? He says, Rashi is difficult. So that's what the Rashba, quote Rav Haigon, he says that if you have the kuva da ara, it's something they made on the ground. And that's mizonot because it's very thin. Yeah.
Let's talk about regular batter, not sweet.
Not sweet. Okay, so if it's made sweet, he's like, good. If it's made sweet with sweet juice, with apple juice, and you can taste the sweetness, mizonot on right. The wraps. Yeah. Right. Yeah, for sure. And I'm only discussing if the wraps don't taste sweet, right? It's just flour and water, or has a tiny bit of oil and you don't taste it. But yes, we have to taste test that, but that's for sure true. Okay, so what's the halakha on the wraps that are plain? So on this, there is a possible argument. Birkat Hashem says the Rashba learns from the Gemara that even though it's blila ova, it was started with a dough, but you smushed it very, very thin. That's exactly what the Gemara means by troknin. That's one of the examples of the Gemara and Sif Tevav here. That's something that's mizonot and chayv, and it is chayv mechala. But and if you have kviya tzuda, it makes hamotzi, but it's mizonot, as long as you're not kviya tzuda. So for svaradim, you don't mitzdarev, you don't include everything in the middle, so you have a wrap, you don't look at the tuna. You only say if you'd have 8 kazetim of the wraps, and no one's going to have that. You have to have like 15 wraps, or whatever, 10 wraps, it's crazy. So therefore, Birkat Hashem comes out from the Rashba, mizonot, and he doesn't think it's against Shulchan Aruch. He says, what's the difference if you make a blil rak, a blil ava? That's in Hilchot Challah. That matters. How does the batter look? You're not chayim chalav. It's blue raka. You're only chayim chalav. It's blue ava. Or we could discuss that shishita. But when you look at the result, when by brachot, it goes by the result. The Rabbeinu Yerucham, Rabbeinu Yona, when we talked a lot about the sukkaniyot, that was for sure the theme in the poskim. It depends on the result, the way it's cooked, the way it's baked. So who cares the fact that it started little rak, little av? As long as it's thin in the end, go with the same chilukim we're talking about, the vafalafelis, the nickel sinki, how thin is it, how thick is it, all those different chilukim are relevant. Same thing with the dough. That's what Birkat Hashem or Moshe Levi comes out. That if you fold it very easily, it's very, very thin type of dough that you can fold. After it's baked, it started with the dough and baked, it's still mizonot. There is such a shita, and it is, in fact, a very, very real shita in the Rishonim. The Rashba sounds like that, the Rabbeinu Yonatan, that they have in the Kovsim, the Nimuki Yosef, the Meyuchas Laran on Shabbat. There's several Rishonim. I think four Rishonim say like that shita. Even Blila Ava, that's thin, is mizonot. However, I'm modeh that most poskim don't go like that. The way the Rashi is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh, the Tur, the way they quote the Shita is everything's blila raka. The Tzarita and Trochner are both batter. That's why it's mizonot. But if it would be a dough, it would be amotzi. Now, is it possible that Birkat Hashem is right, that Shulchan Aruch is not against him? The only reason they're talking about batter is because, and I think this mitziyut is correct, the reason that they made things thin when they were from a batter, when they were talking about a dough, it always rose, it always became thick. There was no such thing as dough that they made so thin with a machine that they roll so, so thin. Okay, possible argument. But
they didn't have machines back then, did they?
They didn't have machines, it's true. But they could have taken their hands and they could have taken a roller and pin. Yeah, after the fact, they could have taken a dough and rolled, they could have made a wrap 2,000 years ago with a rolling pin. It's not like impossible. So that's the bottom line. I'll summarize for the Sefer Shel Yaakov. He comes out and he said he asked a lot of Gedolim, got conclusions from Rav Yisrael Yosef, Rav David Yosef, Rav Gidon Ben Moshe, and I don't remember several others. Rav Yehuda Naki, his loan wrote Ma'ain Omer. These are question answers that they have from Chamavadia. So they're very fun and nice and exciting. I would not rely on them. They're not as same as anything that Chamavadia wrote. Is there just something he wrote? He said in the car or someone? He's one of the Shemashim, so he heard things Chamavadia said. They're fun. You can look at them for sure. You can learn Torah from them, but don't be sumech on that alone. But now here he's a Talmud Chacham. And then there are several others, Rabbi Yehuda Bracha. There's several other of the Sfaradi Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael who all concluded Hamotzi on the wheat wraps. However, when I saw this, he said, finally, at the end of the conclusion, he said, Rav Gidon Ben Moshe wrote him that he changed his mind afterwards. He came back, mizonot, like Birkat Hashem, that the result is it's very thin, mizonot. Okay, so sof, I think there's yesh amal this one. There is a shita in the Rishonim that sound like the Rashba. However, since it's not Baron Shachan Aruch, and since, for me at least, I always follow Rav Yitzchak Yosef, and Rav Yitzchak Yosef is quoted over here saying, like the simple reading of Shachan Aruch, we make on the things that are dough and then pressed in, Hamotzi, except for we make on the wraps, Hamotzi, I believe that's Rav Mansur on one Hadel Elecha, I don't know what Paskin Talach HaLamaseh, but that's what I think, bottom line, that we should do. A different argument that's brought up in this whole discussion, bottom line, I think Hamotzi from Rav Yitzchak Yosef and Rav David Yosef, even though, yes, there is such a shita who thinks mezonot, Rabbi Jachter also thought hamotzi. There's a, okay. Rabbi Jachter, Chaim Jachter, and Tina, fine. Chazak Baruch. Yeah, Rabbi Chaim David also hamotzi, yes.
Rabbi, I know that the Pelos just told everyone, like, we had, like, wraps.
Yeah.
Piece the wrap. And it's weird to say mezonot,
if it's
not clear,
then say hamotzi. Oh, Chazak, I agree. That was from Rabbi Tal. It was, who said that? Rabbas, Chazak, okay, so we're machavin to the halakha, okay.
I don't get that, though. Isn't that like,
so
how could every person have a different bracha on the same food?
Okay, so